India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Washington visiting President Donald Trump today. It's their first official meeting, but Trump has already called Modi a true friend on Twitter, and they share at least some of the same political philosophy. Modi's slogan, Make in India, mirrors Trump's America First approach. Chidanand Rajagopta is the Washington correspondent for The Times of India. He says the similarities don't end there.
Their political rise was quite unexpected and exceptional. They both swam against the established norms and the establishment itself in one case, and came out unexpected victors. They have strong personalities. They're, what shall I say, not exactly alpha male, but they're very striking in their in the way they present themselves.
One similarity they seem to have is their fondness for Twitter.
Indeed, yeah. They're both... what shall we call, social media beings. Officials on both sides have pointed out that they are two of the, what shall we say, the world's leaders with the largest following. Mr. Trump, I just checked yesterday and found Mr. Trump has something like 32 million followers on Twitter. Mr. Modi is not far behind, 30.5 or thereabouts. And they both tweet quite a bit, although the nature of their tweets are a little different. Mr. Trump's tweets are fairly political. They're also controversial. He likes to refer to television shows, news shows, and sometimes they're personal. Mr. Modi's feeds are fairly staid by comparison.
When Modi first visited the U.S. as prime minister in 2014, he had a massive rally in Madison Square Garden. This visit seems to be a little bit quieter. How come?
Yeah, I get a sense that the Indian side is keeping it low-key. My sense is they could have gone in for a bigger show, but obviously they didn't want to make a big sort of to-do about it. And Mr. Trump is fond of his own rallies and likes to boast of the big rallies he hosts. I don't think he'd like any, anybody else stealing the thunder. And besides, this is also their first meeting. And we were told repeatedly that this is more by way of them getting to know each other. So my sense is that the Indians like to keep it low-key.
What are the biggest issues right now between the U.S. and India?
If you're talking of issues where there is some potential for disagreement and conflict, it would be the economy, business, trade particularly. India's biggest strength is its manpower. And when we talk of trade in goods and services, India may not have the goods, but it has the services, and services by way of exporting its skilled manpower. And the U.S. increasingly has erected barriers against it.
You're talking about the H-1B visas.
H-1B, and pretty much there are a couple of guest worker visas, H-1B, there's something else called L-1, which involves intercompany transfers. So there are a bunch of guest worker visas, and all of them have been subjected to tariffs in the sense that the processing fee for the visas have been hiked to a great degree, $4,000, $5,000 in some cases. They're also slowing down the processes, and India sees that as a barrier. The U.S. sees the Indian economy as still being closed despite all the reforms and all the changes. They like to complain that there are high tariffs. So both sides have issues, and that is probably the most significant difference between the two sides.
What do you think people in India really want to come out of this visit?
I think they'd like to see a continuation of, we have to roll back a little bit. U.S.-India relations have progressed and improved dramatically over the last 20 years. It's been gradual. It's been significant. We thought it had peaked with the Bush years, but Obama carried it even further. And so they'd like to see a continuity. At least they wouldn't like to see a disruption in this very close relationship, which has gotten better over the last 20 years.
Chidanand Rajagopta is the Washington, D.C. correspondent for The Times of India. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.